It was funny, they were talking about one of the songs there about the deep, deep waters and getting into, and it seemed like just about everything that was spoken as well about the water, and that's what I'm going to speak on. Can you believe that? I'm going to start with John 4, 6 through 8. Now, this is the Samaritan woman, and I'm just kind of setting the base for what the main gist of my message is. Now, Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being weary with his journey, sat on the well. It was about the sixth hour, which would have been noon. The sixth hour would be 12 o'clock. There came a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, "Give me drink." His disciples had been gone away to the city to buy meat. Then saith the Samaritan unto him, "How is it that thou, being a Jew, ask drink of me, which I am of Samaria? For Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans." So here Jesus comes to Samaria. And, you know, we all remember hearing the stories of the Good Samaritan. That's where the man is severely beaten, robbed, and the priest crosses the street to get away from him. The Pharisee, he does the same. He doesn't want anything to do with getting near this man. It wasn't that they didn't like the man, that they weren't going to be sympathetic to someone who had been beaten, but if they would have gone and helped him and tended to his wounds, they couldn't go to temple. And they felt that that was more important, was worshiping God as God has ordained, than it was to help someone in need. And the Samaritan went and helped him and paid for his treatments and took care of him and everybody. And you always hear it. You hear it from non-Christians. You hear it from atheists, and they'll talk about, "Well, yeah, that was the Good Samaritan did this," or "the Good Samaritan did that." And they use the word a lot. But who were the Samaritans? I'm just going to do a little background here as well. Who were the Samaritans? The Samaritans were Jews. They converted to Judaism, actually. They weren't originally Jews. They moved in after the Israel. This is when Israel and Judah were two different nations. At that time, they had split. And when Judah was taken off into captivity, or when drawing a blank, my brain's going dead here. When Israel was taken into captivity, there was a void there. And these Gentiles moved in. And they converted to Judaism for fear of losing the land that they were occupying. And they were the Samaritans. They weren't born Jews. They didn't have any Jewish blood in them, but they converted to Judaism. But then when Babylon came along and Nebuchadnezzar took Judah into captivity, they were left behind, along with a remnant of some of the Jews were left there and were governed. So they were there. And you'll recall when Ezra and Nehemiah, in the books of Ezra and Nehemiah, when they were returning from captivity from Babylon to rebuild the temple, it was the Samaritans that were there saying, No, we want to help. We want to be in. You're not even Jews. You're living on this mountain. You're worshiping on this mountain. You're building temples. And many of those temples and many of those altars that they were building were pagan altars. And then they wanted to come and help rebuild the temple so they could slow it up. They didn't want the temple. They didn't want the Jews back. They enjoyed the fact that they were owning all the land then. So when they were driven back, and they did everything they could to interfere with the building of the temple, to the point of going to the Persian king and saying, look, this is what they're doing. What they're doing is wrong. It's against you. To the point that it slowed up the rebuilding of the temple. So the Samaritans were considered lower than the Gentiles. Because at least the Gentiles didn't proclaim to be Jews and try to interfere with Judaism and interfere with what was going on. So that's why when Jesus comes to the well, Jacob's well there in Samaria, which normally, I mean, he's considered a rabbi, a teacher, they didn't go there. They had nothing to do with them. That was like lowlifes. So he comes and he sits there and turns around and says, give me drink. Give me something to drink. And she's saying, I'm a Samaritan. You don't even talk to us. And you want me to serve you and give you this water. And it's setting the stage for everything else that Jesus is about to do there. In John 4:10 says, Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knowest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, give me a drink, thou would have asked him, and he would have given thee living water. He's explaining to her who he is. Living water to the Jew today and back then, the definition of living water is rainwater, because it's never been touched. It's coming from God, from heaven, and fresh spring water. That's the living water, because it's pure, it's clean, it's never been touched by anything. It's directly from God. So the living water, what he's saying, and I will give you living water, is directly from God. He's telling her and us that he is the living water. He is the fresh. He is the new. He's the pure. It's not a stagnant pond that he's giving us. It's not a river that's running and has picked up everything along its way. It's pure, clean, new. Totally, completely new. In John 4:13 and 14, Jesus answers and says unto her,